It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 hours of metal weekly on the show with us. Happy to say we have Nurgle from Behemoth. How are you, sir?
I'm actually great. Thank you so much for calling.
Of course. Really excited to hear that there's new music, there's a tour coming, lots happening. Behemoth headlining the Metal Alliance Tour, the band's first North American tour in support of their new album, The Satanist, which will be out February 4th. And the Metal Alliance Tour starts April 4th. And let's talk about this new record, Nurgle. Musically, Behemoth is always evolving from black metal to blackened death metal, and now modern death metal. What has influenced your musical changes the most, especially with this new album?
Well, I remember I used to pay a lot of attention to what was going on in the music world around me. But somehow, you know, we came to the point where the band, where Behemoth itself, where ourselves, we became our main inspiration. I know it may sound arrogant of me saying that, but honestly think that, this is something very natural happening, you know, when music and all this, lyrics and just everything, you know, you're just living your system in a very natural way, and you don't really need to get like an inspiration from another band, so to say. I mean, obviously, you know, I mean, music, you know, other bands' music, you know, can be inspiring, but like these days, it's as inspiring as life in general. So I would say life is what, I mean, has been the main inspiration to write this record. I like to, you know, I remember one of the interviews I did like a couple of days ago, I said that it was life that wrote that album, and we felt like tools in its hands. So, it just, you know, it feels very natural to write and say to me. It just, you know, we came to the point where it was, it was just, you know, right time, right place, and we were not obliged with, like, you know, we had no, like, contract obligations whatsoever. We were just, you know, free to go, and in that sense, the Satanist is probably the most liberating creative process in our career.
Full Metal Jackie with Nurgle from Behemoth talking about the new record, The Satanist. It's coming out February 4th. Let's play a track from it now. This is Blow Your Trumpets, Gabrielle. That was I Killed the Prom Queen with To the Wolves from their first album in 6 years, Beloved, which will be out February 18th. Full Metal Jackie, Nurgle from Behemoth is with us on the show. The new Behemoth record, The Satanist, comes out February 4th, and it's a manifesto of contempt for cultural conditioning. Nurgle, what social convention outrages you the most?
Well, the fact that we are born to certain rules, and we, you know, there's like certain dogmas and decalogues and paradigm and rules that we are, that are forced upon us, you know, without even asking if it's our will to accept them. So to me, it's a very natural way of rebelling against things that I wasn't asked for. And just, you know, make long story short, that's what this band has been about, you know, pretty much. You know, since day one, and throughout different ways and different metaphors and different languages and so on, we've tried to come across with this universal message that one should really use its own brain and, you know, and think for himself and just, you know, we've always, you know, Behemoth stands for autonomy of every human being. It stands for intelligence of every human being. It stands for liberation and freedom. I consider them the most, the highest values that we can, you know, that can be, you know, driving forces in our lives, you know, that can bring us anywhere we want. So why should we limit ourselves that way?
Full Metal Jackie with Nurgle from Behemoth. Gonna take a quick break. Justa's weekly pick from the pit is coming up. Music from Merciful Fate and more with Nurgle, so stick around. Manowar. and Kill With Power. Full Metal Jackie Nurgle from Behemoth is with us on the show. Again, Behemoth is going to be headlining the Metal Alliance Tour, which also features Goat Horror, 1349, Inquisition, and the Black Crown Initiate. That starts on April 4th. The Satanist is coming out on February 4th. Nurgle, if the purpose of music as an art form is to make people think, what do you hope your audience will understand better by listening to The Satanist?
I have no idea, honestly. I mean, in the first place, I make music, you know, so I can express myself, you know, the most honest way I can. And I'm the first person to be satisfied there. And I've never, you know, I've never claimed otherwise that this is the most egocentric form of art. And I mean, this, you know, this Behemoth one is very egocentric. And then, you know, we just make things and we materialize our vision and we just pass it over to other people. And I may have some wishes, you know, and I really hope that people can read between the lines, you know, and I really hope they don't really take things in a very rich, literal way. But this I can say, you know, once the record is done and it goes to people, I have no control over it whatsoever. So let them make up their minds and make their own interpretations. And let freedom rule, you know.
Full Metal Jackie Nurgle from Behemoth is with us talking about The Satanist, which comes out in stores on Tuesday. Quick break. Coming up, though, we've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, where each week a different member of Death Clock checks in, picks and introduces a tune for us here on the show. Got music from Pantera coming up. It's all on the way, so stick around. Gwar with Saddam Agogo. Periphery was before that with Feed the Ground. It's Full Metal Jackie Nurgle from Behemoth is with us on the show. Pick up The Satanist. It's out on February 4th. And Behemoth, again, headlining this year's Metal Alliance Tour that starts on April 4th. Nurgle, what aspects of package tours are most important to you as a musician?
Well, back in the days, you know, when we were like a small or medium-sized band, you know, we wouldn't really have much impact on, I mean, well, I mean, there was not much influence we could have. I mean, it was all very political, you know. So if the label said, okay, this is the band, you know, that you should tour, that, you know, we're gonna give you support money, so you should go and you're gonna be exposed to a larger audience and so on, we would just do it. So I'm really, really happy that we finally reached this very comfortable position of a band that can pick up their favorite bands and you know, to open for them. That's why you've just witnessed us, you know, with Methane and Devil's Blood in Solitude last year or 2 years ago or something. That's why we're touring with In Solitude and Inquisition in Europe, you know. It was my personal choices. That's why, I mean, when I got 1349 and Gold Core and Inquisition for U.S. tour, I said yes to this, because this is the band that I'm, you know, proud of touring with. These are probably the most talented extreme metal bands that are out there. So, you know, the point, you know, obviously, you know, I want this very attractive to other people, but, you know, it's as important as ourselves sitting in a backstage room waiting for our stage time to come. We would love to hear the notes, the bands, the riffs that we adore ourselves, you know what I mean? And I can tell you that it's been many times that we leave the venue because we couldn't stand the music that was played before, or before our show, if you know what I'm trying to say. So it's good to be big enough and pick up your own support.
Full Metal Jackie with Nurgle from Behemoth. Coming up, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with Nurgle, so stick around. That was Tear with Blood of Heroes. They are going to be part of the Halo of Blood over North America tour with Children of Bodom and Death Angel. And that tour begins in about 2 weeks. It's Full Metal Jackie Nurgle from Behemoth. Looking forward to the Metal Alliance tour and this record being out, The Satanist. Nurgle, really appreciate you being on the show again, and looking forward to seeing you soon.
Well, thanks for calling, and thanks for all the support. I know, you know, you guys and us, you know, we get some nice history together. So let's keep it going, right?
Absolutely. And now's the part where I try and have a 20-second Polish conversation so I can practice the only little Polish I know. Here we go. Dzień dobry. Jak się czujesz? You're supposed to talk back to me in Polish.
That sounds actually very good. That sounds very good.
I only know, from this point on, though, I can only say words, not sentences. I'm like first generation American. My mom is Polish.
All right, but anyway, she gave you a good lesson. That just sounds doesn't really. I mean, I could easily understand that, you know. And there's not much accent in this either, you know.
Was it a good Polish accent? I guess.
How are you? It was a relatively good accent, yes. I mean, no problems with understanding, and it was really nice.
All right, fantastic. Well, that coming from you, I appreciate that, so thank you. All right. Thank you so much. I'll see you soon.
Cheers. Take it easy.
Do widzenia.
Do widzenia. Bye.